I'm Louise Schiavone with more NPR News.
Good morning and welcome to Mountain Summer, the Everything Summer Show in the Wasatch Back. I'm here with my co-host, Misha Lawson. Misha, good morning.
Good morning.
Beautiful day.
Yeah, it's beautiful out there today.
Action-packed hour for you. We're going to tell you about everything going on in Park City and the Wasatch Back. We're also going to talk about the weather upcoming. We have all sorts of guests. Who do we have on the show today?
We're going to start off with Shelley Gilwald from the Park City Extreme Cup Soccer at 9:15.
Yeah, then we have Travis English from Summit County Fair. He's bringing Cliff Blonquist with him from the PRCIA Rodeo.
And then we're going to wrap it up at 9:45 with Patrick Cohn, who has recently published The Best of Park City in partnership with the Park Record.
Yeah, this is his second year. That's a great, great publication. A lot of fun. So looking forward to that conversation. He'll be on at 9:45 this morning. Why don't we take a quick peek at the weather? It is 61 degrees outside of the Sweet Alley Studios, directly on top of the liquor store. Today, we will have a high of 80 degrees. And we will have a beautiful day, high of 84 tomorrow on Saturday. And Sunday, 40% chance of thundershowers with a high of 81. Lots going on this weekend. Where do we start?
Well, we could actually start with the Deer Valley Music Festival tonight. I think we have three nights of music over at Deer Valley, and tonight is Disney in concert. Well, they will be performing A Tale as Old as Time.
Mm. So they're going to have people from Broadway who will be vocalists, and music from The Little Mermaid, Snow White, Lion King, Beauty and the Beast, Princess and the Frog. Do you know any music from Princess and the Frog?
You know, I don't think I do from Princess and the Frog.
Cinderella, Sleeping Beauty, Aladdin. Anyway, that'll be great. And then we have, of course, the Summer Outdoor Summer Series, 20 Feet from Stardom. That'll be tonight at 9 p.m. And this is, of course, the award-winning, very highly acclaimed movie about backup singers in the world of entertainment.
We also have tonight some stand-up comedy at the Egyptian Theater. And, you know, the Egyptian does stand-up comedy several weekends out of the year, and I'm really excited for it to be back for the next several weeks. Just a real hoot and holler and good time.
Yeah. Well, the Arts Fest is here. People are starting to set up, and that, of course, starts tonight at 5 o'clock and goes through Sunday. We're going to be talking a little bit more in detail about that. Just want to mention to everyone, if you have plans to come out tonight for the stroll, or if you're coming on Saturday or Sunday, to really use public transportation if you can.
Definitely. Moving on till tomorrow, the Beethoven Festival Salon Concert is actually in a private home. And I actually experienced the Beethoven Festival a few weeks ago on a Monday night in City Park. And I just have to say, I'd never experienced it. And it was such a nice, relaxing way to spend a Monday evening. So definitely keep your eyes peeled for those events going on, because it is a nice, just different way to spend a summer evening.
Oh, it sounds great. I've got to try that. Like that. The Canyons Resort Free Saturday Summer continues with a concert series, the Honey Island Swamp Band, on Saturday at the Canyons Resort. So check that out.
Back to Deer Valley Music Festival. Tomorrow night is another just incredibly fun band, Super Diamond. Super Diamond is the excitement of Neil Diamond's music. All sorts of hits, Red Red Wine, Forever in Blue Jeans, and Sweet Caroline. If you're a Neil Diamond fan, this is definitely the next best thing, and you have to check it out, especially at the Deer Valley Music Venue. It's just one-of-a-kind experience.
Sweet Caroline doesn't sound as good as it used to because, well, the Boston Red Sox are not doing well this year.
Uh-oh.
And Sweet Caroline and Neil Diamond have been adopted by the Boston Red Sox as the official song.
Well, red, red wine is always good, so I would suggest having a little bit more red wine to ease your sorrows.
Red Sox fans, there aren't that many Red Sox fans around, so that's good. Why don't you tell us about an event? I really don't know much about the Jupiter Peak Steeplechase.
Yeah, so the Jupiter Peak Steeplechase takes place at Park City Mountain Resort, and it's, you know, we're going to talk about extreme soccer in a minute. This is kind of an extreme running race. What you actually do is you start at the base area, and you run to the top of Jupiter Peak. So that's always a good time. I believe it's about a 3,000-foot elevation gain. And this event draws upwards of 300, 400 people. I'm not exactly sure what that number is this year, but over the last several years, it just brings a huge crowd out. And these amazing athletes complete this feat of running to the top of Jupiter Peak in just a few hours. It just really is kind of highlights the extreme athletes that we have not only in this community but in the outdoor sport community. I'm not sure if you know, but it's OR, Outdoor Retailer down in Salt Lake, usually right around the same time as Jupiter Peak Steeplechase. And so this event draws these elite athletes from all over the world who are in town for that event. So it's also one of the first of several fundraising events on behalf of Mountain Trails Foundation. And I know we all love to get out and enjoy the trails, and it's a good way to give back and help them with some of their fundraising efforts.
Oh, great. And this will be at the park. This will start at the Park City Mountain Resort.
Yeah, it's all on Park City Mountain Resort. You run to the top and then you run back down. And apparently I'm seeing here that it's actually features 10 of the best trail races in the country, and this is one of them. So how cool is that, that one of the top 10 trail races in the country is right here, right in our backyard?
And that starts at 8 a.m. again at the Park City Mountain Resort is where you can park to start.
Yeah, from what I understand, the event may be sold out, but it's one of those types of experiences that you can even just go and watch the start. It's kind of fascinating.
Now, this weekend, the Park City Mountain Resort parking lot will be sharing not only the Jupiter Peak Steeplechase, but that's also a location for people to park for free that will be going to the Kimball Arts Festival. So hopefully people take advantage of that. Great bus system.
It is great.
Yeah. And then, of course, we have the PC Sup Cup, and this will be Saturday, August 2nd, and Sunday, August 3rd. And it's a mountain bike competition along with stand-up paddleboarding. And, it's going to be during the week of the Outdoor Retailer Show, the PC Sup Cup paddle. You can go to parkcitysupcup.com for registration and for the complete calendar of events.
Have you ever tried stand-up paddleboarding?
I haven't. I used to windsurf, but I have not tried stand-up paddle surfing.
It's actually really fun. A few years ago, I tried it with a girlfriend over at the Jordanelle, and it got a little away from ourselves, and we were not quite as skilled as we thought, so we ended up kind of getting out where we shouldn't have been. But I have since gone back and, I guess, perfected my stand-up paddleboarding a little bit. I definitely recommend it.
It's funny how that happens.
Yeah, when you try something that you have no business doing on your own.
Yeah, I mean, I found out something, just like you have a good side and a bad side in golf and those sorts of things, that the first time that I windsurfed, that when I was on the port side of the board, on the left-hand side of the board, that was really a natural way for me to go out. And I ended up going way out, and then I couldn't get back because the wind was blowing in the same direction, and I had to be on the starboard side, and I, you know, I had a lot of problems. I ended up in France from Boston. They had to pick me up in France, but I'll never forget that. Let's see, what else do we have? Well, of course, the Summit County Fair. I'd like to mention again that Travis English will be here from SCF, and Cliff Blomquist from the PRCA Rodeo. They'll be here at 9:30 this morning. But the Summit County Fair starts on August 2nd and goes through the 9th. All sorts of really cool activities, demolition derby, the rodeo. Miss Summit County was named
Yeah, I believe she was named last night, so it'll be interesting. We had the previous Miss Summit County in 2 weeks ago, so it'll be exciting to see who the new Miss Summit County is.
Yeah, and she was a little sad that her year was coming to a close.
Wouldn't you be?
Yeah.
You would make a wonderful Miss Summit County.
Yeah. Oh boy, what else do we have? We have one more event, I think, there.
Oh yes, we have one more event, which is Fox School of Wine's Weekend Wine Series. I think that this has been going on from Saturday nights beginning June 14th, and it goes through August 30th, which if anyone's interested is also my birthday, so perhaps you could get me a week at the Fox School of Wine. What you do at the
I don't
School
see
of
why
Wine,
not
I know. So actually what you do is you have five wines plus a blind tasting challenge in every class. And, we all enjoy drinking wine, or some of us do. I think it's really fun to actually learn a little bit more about wine and kind of understand why you enjoy the types of wines that you do.
Absolutely. Well, we want to mention that we have gotten all of this information, lots of calendars in Park City, but we have been going to the Park City Chamber calendar. So you can certainly go to visitparkcity.com if you want to get more information on anything that Misha and I were talking about this morning. We will return after these messages with Shelley Gilwald, who is the tournament director for the Park City Extreme Cup Soccer. We'll be right back.
Support for KPCW comes from Wasatch Brew Pub, offering brunch on the patio at the top of Main every Saturday and Sunday, including New York steak and eggs, Wasatch waffles, and French toast, as well as Midday Marys and mimosas. Private event space available. Wasatch Brew Pub, misbehaving in Utah since 1986. WasatchBeers.com.
Juniper Landing is proud to support our local radio station, KPCW. Juniper Landing is a new, whole ownership townhome community located at the base of Canyons Resort, adjacent to the Waldorf Astoria Park City, with a model open daily. Our website is juniperlandingparkcity.com.
Hustle Shoals Live with Lisa Fisher unleashes a Lord Have Mercy collection of soul, R&B, and rock and roll August 3rd at Deer Valley Resort. Grammy-winning Lisa Fisher, the legendary voice in the Gimme Shelter duet with Mick Jagger, joins the Muscle Shoals legends. Gates open at 5:30, show starts at 7, tickets start at $45. Call 655-3114. Brought to you by the not-for-profit Park City Institute, entertaining, educating, and illuminating since 1998.
And we are back. This is Mountain Summer, the Mountain Summer Show. Everything summer in the Wasatch back, and I am joined by Misha Lawson. Misha, great to have you here again.
It's always fun to be here, and it's really exciting that the weather has cleared up for the weekend, so we couldn't have planned it any better.
I got up early this morning. I put my fireplace on just for about 20 minutes just to take the chill off because I had all the windows open. You could almost see your breath inside my house. It was great, though.
It is great. It's been I've actually really enjoyed the week of kind of a change in weather. It's nice. It helps us look forward to what's to come.
Yeah. Last year, the Park City Extreme Cup Soccer hosted 250 teams. This year, 436 youth soccer teams from the ages of 9 to 18 are here in Park City for the entire weekend. And we are joined by Shelley Gilwald, who is the tournament director.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Good morning.
Great to have you here. This is really a boon for the economy here. All of these folks that are coming in here and they're having dinner, and a lot of folks are lodging here, and this is good.
Absolutely, and I was just kind of brushing up on my facts a little bit before I came in. Actually, last year we had 333. It was the year before 256.
Okay.
So we grow significantly every year, and we do a survey of sorts to try and capture some demographic information, and we project, based on our surveys, over 50%, like 53-54% of the people stay at least one night in Park City throughout the tournament. And then with that, we got 79% say that they dine in a restaurant at least, one meal, and 69% say they do their school shopping. I know we have worked with the Outlet Mall and other stores in terms of some sponsorship opportunities we have during the tournament, and they say by far it's one of their busiest weekends of the year with all the families in town. So,
How exciting. How long have you guys been doing the Park City Extreme Cup in Park City?
It is the 11th annual. And I will say this year, to help expand the tournament, we're also in Oakley. We've been in Oakley for about 5 years out at the rodeo grounds. And this year we also expanded to Heber. So we have three venues. The tournament is played at 12 venues. Well, 13 because of the weather. We had to add South Summit High School. I have to give their athletic director a plug. Last minute gave us field space on their turf field so we could
and what's that person's
games.
Name?
Athletic director Jeff.
Jeff?
Yeah.
Thank you,
yeah.
Jeff.
It's really saved us by letting us move out there. So we've got two venues actually in South Summit, and then we've got three over in Heber. This year, we partnered with the Heber Valley Soccer Club because this tournament is so much bigger than the Park City Soccer Club. We just couldn't do it ourselves. And so when we turned away last year over 200 teams, I received hate mail, nasty emails from teams that were so distraught about not getting in last year that we decided we would expand. We took, you know, a little over 100 more teams this year. And with that, needed to have the support to host those venues, the volunteer support needed to hold this tournament. So actually the growth this year is over in Heber. It's not in Park City proper. Which, you know, people are starting to feel with all the events and activities and with Arts Fest going on, we're feeling the pressure. So it's important for me for people to realize that our tournament growth, while it's significant, is happening in outlying areas and not so much in town. Now, everybody plays one day in Park City,
right.
And that's at least one day. So all the participants still travel through our town and have the opportunity to spend money here.
And I'm curious, the 200 teams that were not allowed to participate in the tournament this year, it wasn't because of their capabilities. It was because of not registering on time and those sorts of things.
It's because we don't have the field space.
Yeah.
And there is a registration deadline and a process to determine how teams get in so that we have a really fair, equitable tournament. We play in some of our age groups up to 5 different brackets, so that it's a very competitive experience. Not everybody has to be top tiers. We have a copper division and a bronze division, so that it's a wonderful competitive experience at all different levels. But yes, we turned away another 200 teams this year. Even with expanding to take 100 more teams this year, we still turned away over 100 or 200 teams, and it's based on lack of field space.
That's really incredible. You know what else I think is really exciting and we should talk about a little bit is the fact that you have teams that come to Park City from California, Washington, Nevada, and Wyoming. So we're definitely bringing in people to Park City who may or may not have experienced before, but just really opening up the area. And I think that's a big...
Absolutely. Number of Colorado teams and also a big draw. And I think we have almost 90 teams that I call from out of state or out of region. We also bring up a number of teams from St. George and also down from Logan, in addition to all those out-of-state teams that you mentioned. So, yeah, about 90 teams are from out of the region. The rest are from, you know, somewhere between Spanish Fork and Ogden, North Ogden.
Yeah. I live off of Meadows Drive in Park City, and the house is up kind of high. And sitting in front of my fireplace with all the windows open today, it was great. I could hear the kids cheering from down on the soccer fields and, of course, the baseball field that's been converted to a soccer field. And then driving by there this morning, coming to the show, you know, it's just so great to see all the moms and dads and everyone out there and all the tents and everything. And it brings back a lot of great memories as a soccer coach for my kids.
Yeah, you know, and in terms of the numbers, we are looking at, all told, about 7,500 players, our participants, coaches, refs, and then with them, you know, that's another close to 20,000 people, all told, throughout the course of the tournament. So again, we're spreading them out, but it's a really great opportunity to showcase, as you said, Park City, and to bring the folks here, and they love it. This is the most in-demand tournament in the state because our field crews do such an incredible job, both the city and the basin. Everybody wants to be in Park City in the summer, so we're here to help bring them here.
Well, and you know, Misha and I were talking about everything that is going on this weekend. There's a lot going on. I just want to say to our listening audience, if you get a chance, you know where all the fields are. Stop by one of the fields and go in and cheer these kids on. They've come from great distances, and they're having a lot of fun, and I think you might enjoy it. It's a beautiful day to watch soccer.
It is, and it looks like it'll be a beautiful weekend to watch some soccer and just enjoy the great outdoors. Shelley, thank you so much for all of your hard work. I'm sure this is no easy feat to put together all of these teams.
It's not, but it's kind of a passion of mine. And just I want to add real quick, in terms of going out and checking out the venues, we've partnered with Jamba Juice this year. They okay. are our tournament partner, and there's Jamba Juice available at every one of our venues, so it'd be a great day, you know, great afternoon when it's warm and sunny. Stop by, pick one up, and watch a game.
So the kids are selling these concessions, and then the funds go towards the use fees.
Yeah. So one of the things that I try and do with the tournament is make sure the community benefits beyond just the Park City Soccer mm-hmm. Club and the Heber Soccer Club. So we've brought in, for example, the girls' high school team. We brought in hockey players in the past, different sports clubs. We pay them to help volunteer or to help man our tournament. Those funds go directly back to their fees.
Right.
So we allow other clubs to use the tournament as a fundraiser as well.
Okay. Well, Shelley Gilwald, Park City Extreme Cup Soccer Tournament Director, thank you for joining
thank
us
you.
On Mountain Summer. We'll return after this. I'm going to play a tune this time. Really good song. And this, of course, is Mountain Summer. Only on KPCW, only in Park City. Well, actually, I just did that backwards. Only in Park City, only on KPCW. Mountain Summer, the Everything Summer Show in the Wasatch Back. I'm John Wells here with my most excellent co-host, Misha Lawson.
Oh, well, thank you. You're most excellent, too.
It's great to have you here this morning.
You know, it's always great to be here, and we're actually really excited to be joined by two wonderful guests at the moment. So welcome to Travis English and Cliff Blunquist from the Summit County Fair. Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks
Pleasure
for having
to be
us.
Here.
Of course. Thank you guys for joining us.
I just want to mention before we start, 3 weeks ago, you brought Miss Summit County Fair.
Yes.
And she's just beautiful.
Yep. Paige Lindsay. She retired her crown last night and passed it on to...
Cliff's an okay-looking guy.
He's an okay-looking guy.
But you could have brought... Or you could have brought some rodeo girls, Cliff.
I know it's a downgrade, but right? I have more age.
Uh-huh. We did crown a new Miss Summit County last night, and that's Caitlin Rockhill of Francis. So we're pretty excited about that.
I bet. Congratulations to Caitlin. You'll have to send her our best as she begins her duties this weekend. And Cliff, I think you're just as beautiful as Paige, and I'm sure just as beautiful as Caitlin.
Thank you.
So, Cliff, tell us, you are the Summit County Rodeo Director, and we see here that the fair actually begins on the 2nd, but the rodeo takes place on the 8th and the 9th, so next weekend. Is that correct?
Yes, that is. That's always been the tradition. We've always had the Demolition Derby open up the county fair, and one of the nice reasons about it, because the debris that's left in the arena, it gives us an opportunity to clean it all out and prepare for the rodeo, so... it's just one of those things that gives us a little time to prepare the arena for the professional cowboys to come there.
I was taking a peek at the Summit County Fair website, specifically on the PRCA site, and well, I mean, you've got bull riding, bareback riding, saddle bronc riding, barrel racing, tie down roping, team roping, and steer wrestling.
Yes.
You got a lot going on.
A lot going on. Matter of fact, this year's contingency of contestants is the largest we've ever had at Summit County Fair. We have 194 contestants signed up for the Summit County Fair and Rodeo. That's huge for us.
How many did we have last year, Cliff?
We were around 150.
Yes, that 150. Was considerable amount.
Where we're at, if you're not familiar with the PRCA has about 475 rodeos. Summit County Fair and Rodeo ranks in the top 30% of those. So there's about 300 rodeos that are much smaller than we are. So,
okay.
But Utah is fortunate enough to have great rodeos. There's about 35 rodeos in the state of Utah, and the premier rodeos is like Salt Lake City, Spanish Fork, Ogden, Vernal, Oakley. They're the largest rodeos in the state, but we're getting there. So yeah. We're excited about that.
And you have national level competitors. You have veteran circuit cowboys, and then you've got the up and coming. I would assume that the national level competitors may have a shot at going to Las Vegas.
Oh, absolutely. Las Vegas is all about money. And it was in the rodeo world, you go down the road to earn enough money to end up in the top 15 money earners in the country. And so, but we'll have some world champions there. We've got some local boys that are world champions. So all the rights from Milford, they'll all be at our rodeo. So we've got great competitors.
So on your website, you have a link to learn the lingo. And I unfortunately didn't get a chance to learn the lingo. So what would you say, if I'm going to come to the rodeo, give me the five best words that I need to really know to play the part?
Well, first of all, we want to entertain you.
Mm-hmm.
We want to make this, we move this rodeo along, mm-hmm. so you're not, don't become bored. We know that your fun meter runs out about 2 hours and 15 minutes. You're going to be entertained with the great cowboys, excitement. And it's highly competitive. I mean, it's so you'll enjoy it. I mean, the big thing is it's not only the rodeo; it's the experience of coming to Summit County Fair. We want to entertain folks as a rural county fair. So there's a lot more to it than just the rodeo.
So when I was 14, I spent some time going to some rodeos. For some reason, I grew up in Mississippi, so we have a few rodeos in that area. And I met myself a rodeo cowboy. And he was the cutest thing.
Oh.
And unfortunately, like most summer love, as the summer ended, I no longer saw my rodeo cowboy. And, you know, it was heartbreaking to a 14-year-old.
Rodeo contestants have changed over the years. This is now a profession where they put food on the table.
Nice.
It's not about just having entertainment for competitive amongst each other. It's about...
It's a career.
Making a living. Yes, exactly.
But
right.
You can still go and fall in love, right, Misha?
But you can
I'm
do
sure.
that. It doesn't exclude that, but it certainly has a little more flavor to
Misha,
it.
Misha, what was this guy's name?
Oh, I knew you were going to ask me that, and unfortunately I can't remember, but he was a... He must have been a junior rodeo person, because he was about my age as well. And, you know, it was just... I grew up in Mississippi, but it was not as rural as some areas, so it was fun to... get to experience that a little bit. It's definitely a very interesting culture, and I think that it's I love going to rodeos now because of the passion and just how exciting it truly is. Very exciting.
Well, we're basically in the entertainment business. This is just another opportunity for people to be entertained and a family event.
If you go to the website, you have a YouTube video of Steve Woolsey from last year from Payson, Utah, who is riding this bull. And, man, that's an incredible video.
We've been fortunate enough. If we could have duplicated the bull riding from last year, we had as good a bull riding section of bulls last year as the NFR, as the national finals. We had a Steve was like a 90. We had a 93. I mean, in the world of rodeo, the 100 points is a perfect score,
right,
which hasn't happened.
That was a pretty incredible
number.
But
it was incredible bull riding, and it just brought the house down.
So
people enjoyed it.
So here's a question. This should be on Cool Science Radio. You mention in the video that Steve was riding a genetically modified bull. Is this a bull that's been bred for rodeos?
Yes. This contract we have actually has cloned a lot of these bulls.
Mm-hmm.
He'll bring a lot of these bulls will be clone bulls. That's true. That is true.
I know there's a lot of cowboys out there. I mean, a lot of rodeo guys. But I just want to ask Misha. Misha, wasn't Steve Woolsey, was it?
I don't think it was Steve Woolsey. I wish I could remember his
Steve
name.
Steve will be back. He'll be back this year.
Okay.
He's signed up again. So
I'll get some more names. We'll go through them later.
Okay. So my boyfriend is going to be very upset. He's about this conversation. Fortunately, it was a few years ago.
He's probably out buying a hat right now.
He has one.
Okay.
There you go.
Travis.
Well, the tickets are on sale at summitcountyfair.org. They're only $11.50 for adult ticket. Children's seating is $5.50, so it's a pretty inexpensive night of family fun. That evening, we'll have free kids' activities. We'll have pig races. We have a pie baking contest on Saturday. All the kind of traditional things you remember from, you know, county fairs of the past. So come out and enjoy it. It's definitely going to be a fun weekend and fun event.
You look well rested. Big day starts tomorrow.
Yeah, tomorrow's the big day. Demo Derby. We've only got about 150 seats left. So if you want a ticket, get on it.
Yeah, exactly.
Because we're going to sell it out. So we're pretty excited to kick everything off. And
of course, when I say tomorrow's the big day, that is for the beginning of Summit County Fair. The rodeo will be the 8th and the 9th of next week.
8th and the 9th next weekend. And it really is a fun event.
And what actually goes on during the week?
So during the week, we'll have a little buckaroo rodeo. That is on Wednesday, Thursday, and that's where, you know, the kids ride a sheep, and we do kind of a junior sort of rodeo with that as well. We have a barrel race that's happening on Tuesday. Last year, it was the largest barrel race in the state of Utah, so lots of girls signing up for that. There's also a silent auction going on as well for benefit of family here in Utah. Just a lot of fun. We've got all sorts of stuff. SummitCountyFair.org, our full schedule. We sent a postcard out to all of the residents here in Park City, all of Summit County, actually. So you can check that out as well.
Let me just plug what Travis is going to expand on. Our junior livestock sale goes on for all the youth, and they'll be exhibiting those animals. Then on Saturday, they sell them. This livestock sale, if it's not the number one in the state, it's close to it because it generates over $300,000 for these kids in that sale. So it's a huge, and most of that money goes for their education purposes.
Yeah, absolutely.
And so we're pretty proud of that junior livestock sale.
So do people provide these animals as a donation?
They exhibit them and then they auction them off.
Okay.
So it's an auction. Mm-hmm.
Okay,
yeah,
great.
And that will be happening next Saturday.
Yeah.
So. Definitely come out and support, you know, local youth and local livestock. It's a great event as well. It's one of the biggest events of the fair. So
if you buy an animal, is it just providing a donation or do you actually get to leave with that animal?
Oh, you get to leave with that
either
animal.
Either one.
Oh, my goodness.
You can turn it back. A lot of people turn it back.
keeping you away.
Yeah.
I wonder what sort of restrictions there are for a goat.
A lot of folks just don't take the animal.
Yeah, okay. Uh-huh. That makes sense.
Yeah. But it does, as Cliff was saying, support, you know, a lot of our youth in Summit County's further education. So it's a great program. And that's all.
This is dating myself. But I can remember when we got to about $50,000 was the sale. Now we've progressively gone up to where you're generating over $300,000. I think it was in excess of $350,000 last year. So that tells you about how much community support you got to come and bid on these animals.
Yeah, absolutely.
So it's that's event. The buyers are the key to this thing, and they support this event, so it's big.
There is a lot going on this weekend, but I just want to mention to our listeners, Summit County Fair is really quite an event.
Yeah.
It starts tomorrow. Demolition Derby, 150 seats left, goes all week. Big rodeo next week on the 8th and 9th. Cliff is organizing it. Good job, by the way. I understand you work pretty hard at this.
We've been at it 21 years.
Well, we want to thank Travis English, who has put the Summit County Fair together, and, of course, Cliff, who is in charge of the rodeo piece of that. Best of luck, gentlemen. Have a lot of fun.
Yeah,
thanks
we will.
So much.
Thanks for having us.
We shall be back after these messages. You're listening to Mountain Summer only on KPCW, only in Park City.
Hi, I'm Seth Adams from River Horse on Main, a proud sponsor of A Splendid Table on KPCW. Winter is upon us, and River Horse's dining experience includes views overlooking historic Main Street. We are open nightly at 5 p.m., 435-649-3536, or riverhorseparkcity.com.
Love road cycling? This August 23rd, hit the pavement to benefit the National Ability Center, a nonprofit organization, during the 7th Annual Summit Challenge. A fully supported 18, 52, or 102-mile road ride welcomes riders of all ages and abilities. The event culminates with live entertainment, food, and more at the National Ability Center Ranch. Riders with a disability may participate at no cost. Early bird registration ends July 31st. Visit summitchallenge100.org to register.
Support for 91.9 FM KPCW comes from Sundance Institute, presenting a screening of 20 Feet from Stardom on Friday, August 1st at 9 p.m. at City Park in Park City, presented in collaboration with the Kimball Arts Festival and Park City Institute. Tickets are not required to attend. Showtimes and details at sundance.org/Utah. The Sundance Institute is a nonprofit organization.
And we are back with Mountain Summer, the Everything Summer Show in the Wasatch Back. John, you know, it is August 1st. Can you believe it?
Amazing.
You know what's crazy about August 1st?
What's that?
So for us, August 1st is kind of the middle of summer. We've still got about 6 to 7 weeks that we're rocking and rolling.
Yeah.
There's a calendar that unfortunately puts August 1st as the end of summer.
Where's that?
That would be the Irish calendar.
The Irish calendar.
Yep. So they calculate summer. They consider, I believe it was May 1st mm-hmm. through August 1st, the summer months. So in Ireland right now, I'm assuming that there's lots of mourning going on.
Well, the last day of summer, it's tough.
It is a really bad day. So I think that we should take some time to be thankful that we actually don't follow the Irish calendar and we still have about 7 weeks of summer. It's almost like we could consider this Groundhog's Day to a certain extent, and we're going to go ahead and say that we're going to celebrate summer for 7 more weeks.
You know who else is bummed out besides the Irish? Maybe the Irish are happy, but I'm Irish, and I mean I have some Irish, and you have some Irish. But another group that I would think would be bummed out would be the kids of Park City, because right around the corner, the 21st, they go back to school.
I know. And you know, I actually, as we've talked about, grew up in Mississippi. And in the South, for some reason, these kids have to start school next week.
Oof.
So, you know, we grow up and we get accustomed to going back to school. And if I were a kid in Park City, you know, they're so fortunate. They have so many things to do and they get to really make the most of their summer. So they have basically 20 days. They have 3 weeks to just get it all done.
Yeah. Man, that's just incredible. I did okay in school, but I didn't like school.
You didn't?
I didn't. And I remember I was a sophomore in college, University of Maryland, and I said, Dad, I don't know if I can take this anymore. And he says, no, just hang in there. You know, start a rock and roll band when you get out. Do anything you want, but just get your undergraduate degree. And I hung in there for him. But after a while, it was tough for me to get through school. And I'm sure there's a lot of kids and their parents are probably saying, what's this guy talking about? But, you know, they've got school right around the corner. And by the way, do you know why they don't start until after Labor Day? Like, why do they start before Labor Day?
I have no idea.
Does it have to do with snow days and trying to get things in?
You know, I think it probably has to do with when they want to be out. Mm-hmm. So that's the way that I always kind of look at it, is if they didn't start before Labor Day, then they wouldn't be out till closer to July. And I know maybe they want to be out sooner. I would.
Yeah. Randy Barton, his show today from 3 to 7, the critically acclaimed Local View, is all about the Arts Festival. So he's going to be covering that. We had some folks on last week from the Arts Festival, and of course that starts this afternoon. But I did want to mention just a couple of things quickly. And that would be that Main Street closed last night or this morning about 2 o'clock in the morning and really will not be reopening until somewhere between 10 p.m. Sunday and maybe 12 midnight on Sunday. And people who live in the southern section of Old Town are going to need access passes to drive into the neighborhoods during the festival. There's going to be checkpoints at Marsac Avenue, Hillside Avenue intersection. And the access passes do not double as parking permits. So just want to mention that. Again, Randy will be covering a lot of this, but I just wanted to get this out quickly. If you want to get more information on this, go to ParkCityKimballArtsFestival.org. I'd also mention that, once again, the Park City High School and the Park City Mountain Resort lots are open. They are free. Go in there and park and take public transportation. And if you want to go to Snow Park, that's cool. But you gotta scoot by 1 o'clock in the afternoon on Saturday and Sunday as they need to get ready for concerts.
Yeah, we talked a little bit about all of those concerts they have this weekend. So it's just an incredible amount of events. We've had Shelley come in and talk about the soccer tournament and Travis and Cliff telling us about the Summit County Fair festivities and, of course, the Arts Festival that's being set up right outside of our windows right now. So it's definitely a busy weekend. But, you know, what's so great about Park City is that we have so much experience putting on these huge, large-scale events, and everyone works so well together that it really does, you know, run smoothly, and it is a fun time for everyone. And, yeah, it's not that big of a deal. It's kind of relaxing to take Park City Transit and to just kind of let them deal with the traffic and whatnot. So it'll be a good weekend.
Yeah, you know, we didn't talk to Shelley about this, but I understand that it is not a coincidence that their Extreme Soccer Club tournament is on a weekend where the Arts Festival and the big Jupiter Run and all these other things are going on, because what they wanted to do was, with 436 teams coming from 5 states, to give those moms and dads and those kids lots of stuff to do during the weekend, so that coming to Park City to play in a soccer tournament, man, there's all sorts of cool stuff to do.
Definitely. It was interesting reading that in some towns that they go to soccer tournaments, they're kind of stuck going to movies in the malls. But with a world-class destination like Park City, it's expected, I would assume, that they have all of these other cultural and interesting activities to do rather than going to the movies in the mall. I mean, that would be a disgrace to Park City as a community if these 20,000 people left and that's kind of what they took away with them.
Absolutely. Well, I don't know if anybody's seen the Park Record and, of course, that great magazine that Patrick Cohn put together for the Best of Park City, but we'll be talking about that when we return. I'm going to play a little tune right now. We shall be back with Patrick Cohn, Best of Park City.
He wants to dream like a young man, with the wisdom of an old man. He wants his home and security. He wants to live like a sailor at sea. Beautiful loser, where you gonna fall when you realize you just can't have it all? And your best friend, if you need him, he'll be there again. He's always willing to be second best, a perfect lodger, a perfect guest. Beautiful loser, read it on the wall and realize you just can't have it. Can't have it all. You just can't have it all. Oh, 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 can't have it all. Oh.
are back with the Mountain Summer Show on KPCW, the Everything Summer Show in the Wasatch Back. And our final guest for the day is Patrick Cohn. And Patrick has just published the Park City's Best in partnership with the Park Record. Good morning, Patrick.
Good morning.
Welcome to the show.
Thanks.
So tell us about, I mean, Park City is known to have so many wonderful restaurants, wonderful activities. We've been talking about all the events over the course of the last hour. And I mean, I would imagine that it's an incredible adventure to put together a publication that highlights all of these different entities. How do you do it?
It takes some effort. This is put out by the Park Record, and publisher Andy Bernhardt hired me last year actually to do this and another magazine called Mileposts. And this year I'm doing the same ones. Plus I did one called Spring Home that came out about a month and a half ago. So this is the second magazine so far this year. But it's been a great experience. It's an online poll. It was open from April 15th through the end of May. It had almost 3,500 people vote online. Last year we had, I believe, 900. So it's quite a bump. Of course, last year was the inaugural season, so people are figuring out what this is. But it's not our opinion about what's great. It's the people out there that actually voted, and whoever, you know, gets the most votes wins.
So even though you're organizing this and you're collating the results, and it's obvious that you're not actually selecting these companies, it's the people that are voting, I gotta believe that in the last 2 days, a number of people have come up to you and you said, hey, wait a minute, my hamburger's better than that.
Well, then they should get people to vote for them. I mean, that's, you know, I actually ran for county commission once and people said, how did you win? I said, I got more votes.
Yeah.
That's all there is to it. But people are pretty happy with the thing. We had an event at Park City, a Hotel Park City on Monday night. There were 100 questions, and this magazine that came out in the Park Record yesterday, and it's on the stands right now, I ended up going in with 30 of the questions and profiled the first, second, and third place winners, just like I did last year. So you'll see that in here with the photographs of the first place winners and, you know, little blurbs on them. So, no, it worked out great.
So you actually go and visit all of the winners?
I have tried to do that, yeah. Absolutely. That's something I did for about the last month, was go talk to people and try to not let on that they were doing well in the polls or had won, because we don't want them to know. But then they'll say, gee, you're here, aren't you? And I'm like, yeah, I'm here. So maybe something's up. But the actual results don't come out until last Monday night when the magazine was released. And no, it was a great way to meet people I haven't met. I thought I knew everybody in town, but not yet. Maybe by next week. But it's great talking to people.
I'm pretty much familiar with all of the first, second, and third place winners. However, this one guy I've never heard of before, most colorful character in Park City. Who's that guy?
He's got the pinkest face. It's Randy Barton.
It's, oh, there he is,
colorful,
right there.
I guess.
He is.
And Randy's been a fixture around here for almost 30 years since he moved to PO and bought the schoolhouse there. And, you know, he's one of those community fixtures that does the things that need to be done here. And, you know, a lot of people in this town like that.
The face of Park City. Great, great guy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, I hear he's on the radio, too.
Yeah. We could say the voice of Park City.
The voice of Park City, yeah. That's right.
Patrick, how long have you lived in Park City?
I actually live in Oakley.
That's okay.
And I've lived over there for about 25 years. My father was a mining engineer here in this town. Worked for the Mayflower Judge in Ontario. So our family grew up here, and then he became a professor of mines at the University of Utah by the time I was came around. But my mother's family started the town of Oakley, and we're old Parkites. And I went away and moved to some other cities and came back in the mid-80s.
You know, I was asking because I feel like this type of publication would be great for a newcomer to town to really sort of take a look and just get a quick insight of kind of how Parkites feel are kind of the best of the best, and really kind of help to narrow down so many of the businesses in town.
Yeah, there's some surprises. I know, for example, last year the best breakfast was Squatters. This year, No Worries Cafe at the top of Parley Summit took first best breakfast. So, you know, there's some exposure, even for things that aren't, maybe they don't get as many people frequenting their businesses as others. But it's, you know, it's like I say, it's just who got the most votes.
And is it just the votes, or do the people that do vote, are they allowed to provide subjective comments?
They can write whatever they want in there. In fact, I weeded out a whole bunch of those. I mean, best place to take your parents, back to the airport. That was my favorite answer.
I would think so, too.
And the different spellings. I had to go through 3,500 answers and figure out if they meant Chimayo or Tabasco on some of these things. And some of the some of the comments are interesting. I put some of those into my introduction and my foreword. But I wrote all of the words that are in here and most of the photography as well. That's what I do.
Yeah, the reason I asked that question was, for an example, the Boneyard, which is a new place in town. They got Best Chef, Jerry Garcia, Best Place to Watch a Game, Best Wings, Best Bar, kind of the Rookie of the Year. And I was wondering if people offered subjective comments so that you could understand why it was the best place to watch a game. I mean, they obviously have a lot of screens. During the World Cup, the place was just packed.
Mm-hmm. No, people don't say Boneyard because I think and then do 200 words. No, it's a short answer poll. Yeah. And actually, the best chef in town was not Jerry Garcia. It was Nick Lee's from Edge Steakhouse at the Canyons. But I think Jerry.
Jerry got number two.
I think Jerry was second place. So
right.
But it's a big deal. It's bragging rights. And I said this in the foreword too. Years ago, people used to talk about Park City being a world class resort, and I told them, boy, you don't get out much because, it's okay, but there's some other things. And I think it's kind of grown into a world class place. I mean, it's a town of 7,500 people with. Some major restaurants and hotels and services, and we host the world here now.
Yeah, we're really fortunate to live in a community that is such a small community, but also so big and gives us so many cool opportunities that we wouldn't in some small communities.
Right. And you're talking, Lisa, about newcomers picking up a magazine, and this is a good way for them to figure out who ranks and things like that. And the next magazine I'm doing is called Milepost, and that's almost a business-to-business thing. We have about a dozen different categories, from education to nonprofits to recreation and things like that. And that's a really good piece for people to pick up at the end of September. It talks about different segments of the community here.
Yeah. In a couple of weeks, we're going to have the Bon Appetit folks on to talk about the grub crawl that's going to be going on. When I moved here 3.5 years ago, I thought the food was okay. I thought it was Boston prices, but it wasn't Boston food. But I think that's changed in the last 3-4 years. And Bon Appetit certainly thinks so. And it'll be fascinating to see what happens there.
Right. And, one thing that's gratifying, too, is some of the best restaurants you see are good value restaurants. Best Asian restaurant was Full House out of the Junction. Chabasco, of course, won Best Mexican Food by a landslide. So it's nice to see that they're not all... the $30 hamburgers, that kind of thing. It's the people's choice.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it sounds like you've had a busy couple of months. I can't even imagine going through. I mean, I actually took the survey and voted, and it was a time commitment even to participate. But I thought it was so fun to even just have my voice be a part of that. And definitely, I can only imagine reading all of the answers. I'm kind of a geek. Don't tell anyone, but I kind of love research and digging into the results and kind of I like where John was going on asking if you do get any of those kind of short answers, because sometimes that can provide the best insight. Unfortunately, with a survey of your size and magnitude, it might be a little bit mind-boggling.
It was an interesting project. I like being involved in it. That's what I do. I'm a photographer, editor, and writer. I'm also on the faculty at the University of Utah in the communication department, and special projects editor at something called nationalparkstraveler.com, which is the number one national park site in the U.S. right now. And I keep busy doing this kind of thing.
Patrick, after I spoke to you earlier in the week, I went to the market where I was picking up some groceries, and I went to pick up this edition. And it was sold out. And somebody had come in and bought 35 copies at the market. So I want to mention that the other market, I get these markets mixed up.
You think?
Yeah. I really do.
try counting the poll when it's fresh market and the market, and
the non-liquor store market.
There you go.
Has copies of this, and again, it's very nicely done. It is the place to go if you want to get some really good information on all sorts of stuff. So, Patrick, thank you for.
This is a free publication. You can find it in the boxes in front of the post office now. That's not something they should have had to buy unless they bought a bunch of park records to get it.
Okay, good to know.
Yeah, I actually picked mine up at JavaCal yesterday, and one more thing to add, when you pick yours up, it's definitely not a read and toss. It's a keep around. You want to keep that on your around for the year so that you can kind of almost like a bucket list.
Okay. Thanks so much for joining us. Patrick Cohn, Best of Park City. We'll return after these messages.
Hello, this is Kristen Egan of Park City Realty Group, and I support KPCW. Every day, I listen to and especially appreciate local news and weather. This has helped me live, play, and sell real estate in the Park City area for the past 14 years. I can be reached at 435-714-1067.
Additional funding for programming on KPCW has been provided by Longreimer Weiniger Bepler, Estate Planning, Family Law, LRW-LAW.com. Park City Nursery, we know what grows, ParkCityNursery.com. The Corporation for Public Broadcasting and listeners like you.
You are listening to KPCW Park City.
We want to give a quick thanks to our sponsors, Park City Sunday Market.